Here he is, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski.
I got a bit of an issue with you right now.
Uh-oh, what do you got?
Well, here I am listening to K-Fox, and I'm listening to the Ask the Boss segment, and I'm hearing that you hate Rush. Now, I know that's not true.
I'm not a fan of Rush. I play Rush because people like Rush.
Yeah, but you play it because you like the individualistic themes and the fact, given the hockey theme of this little segment, that they're a Canadian band, eh?
They are, eh? And it's the lasers, I think, that people like about Rush, which is exactly what I don't like about Rush. But hey, a win is a win on Saturday. How about it? Are things looking up for the San Jose Sharks? Should we make a change at the coaching position? Does that have anything to do with it?
I'm not sure that it did anything except for maybe put the jolt of electricity through the entire system, which is exactly what the intent was. And I think that sometimes, and very rarely, this happens during the season. In fact, it's been 17 years since it's happened to the San Jose Sharks during the season that you elect to make a change like that. Everybody loves Pete DeBoer. He did a great job for the Sharks. He got the team to the Stanley Cup final for the first time, but it was time, and that's what Doug Wilson decided, and so they moved ahead with the coaching staff changes. And I think what we saw was a team that played with that electrical jolt through them, but also with a slightly different purpose in the offensive zone, with the opportunities and a little bit more consistency when they didn't have the puck. And I think that those are things that were helpful. They got great goaltending from Aaron Dell, and that always solves some of your problems too. But there's still a lot of work to do for these guys, but at least it was a really good sign.
Tomorrow night, the Sharks host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30. What are you looking for as far as the keys to victory for the San Jose Sharks, Dan?
Well, how about the Arizona Coyotes? They're in first place in the Pacific Division. I don't think anybody would have picked them to do that at this stage of the season, but they're well coached. They've got good goaltending, regardless of who's playing, and they've got a couple of young guys on their team, Clayton Keller being probably the top one in my mind, that really are very talented. So I think you can't take the team lightly. Rick Tocchet was a really tough player, and you know how the teams take on the personality of their coach sometimes?
Sure.
Well, this guy could score goals, and he was a really rugged player. So this is a tough team to play against, and I think it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Tomorrow night, the puck drops at 7:30 with our buddy Dan Rusinowski on the official flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 K-Fox. Can't wait to hear you call the game, Dan.
Thanks, Joey. And you know what? Can you play some Rush?
Rush coming up for Dan in San Jose in 4 minutes. 98.5 K-Fox.